everybody, and welcome to the weekly Kaiju Havoc. I am your host, Kyle the Kaiju Guy. So, all right, guys, before I get started into anything for this episode, talking about any kind of updates or anything like that, I'm going to go ahead and let you know a little bit about me. If you guys have picked up, I might be sounding a little bit different on this episode. That's because this past week, I have been able to be battling my allergies. For those of you that don't know, allergy season, I guess you can call it, is it's pretty rough on me. Like, I'm usually sniffing and sneezing like there's no tomorrow, and feeling stuffed up and all that. And of course, I'm at the very fun part of my allergies where a lot of the mucus has formed in my throat, and so I've been coughing up a lung for about the last 3 or 4 days, and let me tell you, it's just been a delight. Like, it's been so fun dealing with all of this. But, so yeah, my voice keeps changing in, pitch and all that. Sometimes it sounds kind of scratchy, and then other times it sounds kind of normal. But, yeah, so just wanted to let you guys know that if you hear me clearing my throat or if I sound off or something like that, that's just it. I've just been dealing with, allergy season and all of that, so far. So hopefully that gets a little bit better. But, all right, guys, welcome to the Weekly Kaiju Havoc, episode number 23. Before I jump into anything else, you guys have heard me talk about SRS Cinema quite a bit. That's run by my buddy, Ron. I would really like to meet him one day, but so far, you know, it's our interaction has been strictly just social media. But he, you know, I've told you guys about the website before, that they do a lot of cheesy horror films and all of that kind of stuff. And they had one called House Shark, and it's a shark that, like, goes through the water systems of a house and all of that kind of stuff. Look, it's ridiculous, okay? It's supposed to be ridiculous. But, yeah, I've seen part of the movie. It's pretty enjoyable, like, in a, oh my God, this is hilarious kind of way and all of that kind of stuff. But, of course, you know, you have to keep in mind, guys, I love cheesy 80s/horror films and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm very biased whenever it comes to them. But it's called House Shark. Well, one of the actors has fallen ill, and he has some pretty big medical expenses that's come up on him. So Ron is actually running a deal over at SRS. They're selling copies of House Shark. It's a limited run to where Ron, who is the director, Ed, who was the actor, and then another actress have all signed the DVD and all of that kind of stuff. And you can order them right now for only $10 a copy. And 100% of the income that these DVDs do goes to this guy's medical expenses. So if you want to have a cheesy horror film, if you feel like spending just like $10, letting the 10 bucks go to a good cause, go check out SRS Cinema, you know, and you can order yourself a movie. And there's also a link that you can follow to, just to donate directly and all that if you don't feel like buying the movie. So let's help the guy out and all of that kind of stuff. I plan on getting my copy here pretty soon. So, all right, guys. Speaking of SRS, so we all know that Space Monster Wong Mogwai is coming. And I had pre-ordered my copy of the Blu-ray. Pre-orders are up and running on SRS. So it's a limited run. He's only doing like 2,000 copies worldwide, I believe, on the Blu-ray. I'm not sure about the DVD. That might also be another 2,000 copies. I'm not entirely sure. So get over there and pre-order your copy. This is the first time this Lost Kaiju film has been released on physical media. So this is a part of history in the kaiju world. So get on over to SRS and order your copy of Space Monster Wong Mogwai. I ordered the Blu-ray and I ordered a t-shirt, and my t-shirt came in today. So I'm pretty excited about that. I love the cover art for it and all of that. So yeah, that's pretty cool. And for those of you that may be wondering, no, SRS nor Ron sponsors my podcast. I like Ron. He's a good guy. I like SRS. It's a good company. I like the things that they do. I like the type of movies that they put out and all of that kind of stuff. These are 100% free plugs. I have no sponsors. So, you know, if anyone's wondering, man, this dude must be paying him for all kinds of shout outs and all that, I can assure you he is not. Like, I like Ron and I like the company and I like what they do and what they stand for. I'm all about doing plugs on my show. You guys know that with the amount of shout outs and all of that kind of stuff that I give. Now, collectibles, as far as collectibles is concerned, I've got something on the way that I've been looking forward to for a while. And, it kind of fell into my lap, the circumstances. I'm not going to get into the details of it or anything because it's, you know, just, it could, the individual could want it to be a little bit more private than that. So I'm not going to talk about all the details, but someone that I know through someone else was getting rid of an X Plus Defo Reel Godzilla Singular Point, Godzilla Ultima. One of my favorite designs for Big G, and you guys know I love the X Plus Defo Reels. So yeah, it fell into my lap. It was a good deal. I ordered it. It's on the way. I can't wait to get it. It's probably instantly going to become my favorite Defo Reel that I've got. Because like I said, you guys know I love Godzilla Ultima. That's going to be about the fifth Godzilla Ultima figure that I own. So yeah, I'm pretty psyched to get that. Now, not necessarily collectibles or anything, but if you guys are familiar with like the young adult comic book series that IDW did, it was like 6 issues, I believe. It was called Godzilla Monsters and Protectors. Well, they're about to roll out with volume 2 of that, and I believe it's called Godzilla Monsters and Protectors All Hail the King. And the reason I'm talking about this is for 2 reasons. One, it's going to be coming out pretty soon. It may already be out for all I know, and I need to start collecting it. And two, the second thing is Matt Frank, the Kaiju King himself, is going to be doing a cover art for issue number 1. It's the first cover art he's done for IDW in 6 years. So the artwork looks amazing. You can get on IDW's website and pre-order your copy of Monsters and Protectors All Hail the King number 1, done by Matt Frank. It was like, I think I looked it up, it was like $10, I believe, so not bad at all. I'm definitely going to be getting my copy, so go get you a copy of it, guys. So, all right, let's move on to this. So, I had a lot of fun doing the Mechagodzilla polls. You know, I really enjoy doing, like, the different incarnations of Mechagodzilla and all that week after week after week on my TikTok, and so I finally decided what I'm going to do. You know, I took about 2 weeks off from it, from doing it and all of that kind of stuff, and I'm ready to come back. And I've been thinking about, like, man, what can I do? What can the next round of polls be on TikTok and all that? And so I've decided I'm going to do the Battle of the Showa Era Godzillas. I'm going to put every single Showa Era Godzilla up against each other in a tournament bracket, the same way that I did with the Mecha Godzillas. Now, I know that there are not exactly enough, you know, Showa era Godzilla films and all of that kind of stuff for a full bracket and all of that, but I am going to be including the Hanna-Barbera design for Godzilla as well, because, you know, it came out in the 70s, so as far as I'm concerned, it's Showa era, even though it was done by an American studio and all of that. So yeah, I'll give you guys more details on that. I'll figure out what kind of bracket I'm going to use and all of that. But yeah, the next round of polls is going to last a pretty good amount of weeks. You know, going just one matchup at a time and all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, the Battle of the Showa Era Godzillas. That's going to be the next poll that's going to be happening on my TikTok. Now, as far as comics are concerned, the final issue of Godzilla vs. Power Rangers is out and about. The final issue is on the way. Once I get my final issue, I will, you know, probably on a weekly Kaiju Havoc, I'll do a review and talk about what I liked and what I didn't like and all of that kind of stuff concerning that series, a series that I've literally waited my entire life for, Godzilla vs. Power Rangers. So I'm looking forward to reading that final issue and then to doing a, you know, just a review of it for you guys. So anybody that read the series as well can, you know, you guys can message me and talk about it if you want to and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, probably next week I'll be doing the review next Wednesday. I've heard through the grapevine that Joe the Mailman has recommended an anime to me. So, you know, because Joe, me and Joe have all of our conversations via third party. I don't know if it's because he doesn't do like the social media thing or something like that or whatever, but I'm always told by another listener, he's like, oh, by the way, Joe the Mailman told me to tell you this. So Joe, I heard the message that you have recommended the anime My Hero Academia to me. I'm not gonna lie, I'm very selective with my anime that I watch. And I always have been. Like, I've got an older brother. He's about a year and a half older than me. And he went through, like, a big anime boom. He's still kind of in it. But whenever we were teenagers, he became one of those guys that, like, it was, like, what's your favorite kind of TV to watch? Anime! Okay, well, like, in any particular genre? Anime! So just as long as it's like a Japanese cartoon, you're good to go. Anime, you know? And so like, me being very selective with my anime and growing up with an older brother that was crazy about anime, I've kind of had my overexposure to anime, in my opinion. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some things out there that I really like. You guys know I'm a big fan of Rurouni Kenshin, The Wandering Samurai. I love Yu Yu Hakusho. I used to be really big into it. I'm kind of getting back into it now. Dragon Ball Z. I've seen bits and pieces of Dragon Ball Kai here and there, which is a more truer adaptation of the anime to the original manga. I binged watched Dragon Ball Super a couple of weeks ago and got through that. And unpopular opinion, I like Dragon Ball GT as well. I don't care what anybody has to say. I've always been a fan of GT. And there are a lot of similarities between GT and Dragon Ball Super. Just because Toriyama didn't have anything to do with the writing of GT doesn't give anybody the right to badmouth it, because he is borrowing elements from it for Super. So just keep that in mind. But, yeah, Inuyasha. I liked Inuyasha. I liked Fairy Tail for a pretty good bit. I thought it was funny. And so, you know, I watched Fairy Tail. But after a while, I just kind of like, you know, I just kind of got burnt out. Like, that's like, if something runs on way too long, I get burnt out on it really, really quickly. Like, that's just me and all of that. That's why no matter how many times someone has recommended me to watch One Piece, I have straight up refused every time. I said I'm not even going to give it the time of day just because of how long and how many episodes it is. I'm just like, I'm not dedicating myself to that. I'm just not. More power to anybody that enjoys it, but, you know, it's not for me. But, you know, and I like a few anime films. Like, I'm a big fan of Akira, or as, you know, some people may pronounce it as Akira, but to me, the particular dub that I watched, they pronounce it as Akira in the film, so I call the film Akira. But, you know, that's just me. But yeah, there's been a few other, like, anime movies here and there that I've watched and that I like. My Hero Academia, I've heard a lot of things about it. I've heard it's kind of like a either you like it or you don't kind of thing. Like, it's just hard for anime to hold my attention nowadays. Like, there's one on Netflix. I'm not going to say the name of it just because I do try to keep this a child, like a family-friendly podcast and all of that. And but the name of the show, it deals with like sword and sorcery and all of that kind of stuff. But the name of it is like, it's a word that starts with a B, and it pretty much describes the child of unmarried parents. So we'll just go with that. But yeah, like I watched the first season came out. And I know they had already done an adaptation back in either the 80s or the 90s. I can't remember. And it is based on a manga, as most anime are. But, yeah, I watched, like, maybe the first 6 or 7 episodes. And it was good enough to hold my attention. But I also have a problem with anime that's, it's a little too hardcore on the perviness. Like, there's a lot of... I feel like in a lot of anime, there's a lot of sexual stuff that's thrown in there that is literally for no reason whatsoever other than, hey, let's put that in there. And I'm just kind of like, no, you know, like I'm good. Like I don't, like, it's just, it's too much sometimes. And there are some animes, like my brother has watched some that's just overkill with it. And I'm just like, dude, I can't, like, you know. I'm all about the visual stimulation as much as the next guy and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, can I get a story? Can I get some decent characters? Like, is that all this show is? Like, I don't feel like watching that. But I'm not saying My Hero Academia is that. But I know some people that's watched it and just absolutely loved it. And then I know other people that's watched it and they were just kind of like, eh, I don't see the big deal. But... So, Joe the Mailman, I don't want it to sound like I'm crapping on your idea, because I'm really not. I appreciate the suggestion. If anybody out there has other suggestions for me as far as, like, anime or movies or things like that, I'm all ears. Just shoot me a message. But, yeah, you're not the first person to recommend My Hero Academia to me. You are very likely not going to be the last. All I can say is it's on my radar. I may get around to it. I may not. I mean, you know, I don't know. I haven't really fully decided. But yeah, that's so thank you, Joe the Mailman, for the suggestion. If I ever do decide to start it, you'll be one of the first people to know. So there's that. And so, all right, guys, this Saturday on the episode of my regular episode of Kaiju Carnage, in honor of the anime trilogy Mechagodzilla going to the final round, but eventually ended up losing to the Godzilla vs. Kong design for Mechagodzilla during my Battle of the Mechagodzillas polls that I was doing, I've decided that I'm going to do the second film in the anime trilogy, which is called City on the Edge of Battle, which features that particular Mechagodzilla. So for those of you that were fans of the anime trilogy or just fans of anime in general, yeah, talking about anime, what animes I've seen. Obviously, I've seen the Godzilla trilogy, and obviously I've seen Godzilla Singular Point. I'm opinionated about both shows in their own ways, but, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, so tune in this Saturday for me to talk about City on the Edge of Battle. So, all right, guys, thank you for all the love and support. You guys are the best. We're closing in on 11,000 total listens. I'm going to start doing my announcements now every 1,000 at a time, because it's just, you know, just this week alone, I've gotten nearly 200 listens. So, yeah, every 500 is just getting to be like, you know, it's too much for me. But yeah, check me out on all my social medias. On Facebook, I'm Kaiju Carnage, a Godzilla / King Kong podcast. I also have a Godzilla Ultima fan page, and check me out on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, where I am Cal, the Kaiju guy. Again, thank you all. You guys are the best. I appreciate all the love and support. Shoot me any messages or anything like that that you want to. You can contact me through my website, kaijucarnage.org. Just click on the contact and everything. And I'm thinking about creating a brand new email just for my fans that don't have like social media and all that kind of stuff. So you can just shoot me an email or anything like that that you want to. So you don't have to go through all the hassle of making an Instagram or a Facebook or something like that. I communicate with people in all kinds of different ways. Either email a few of you on Instagram, one or two of you on TikTok. The vast majority is on Facebook, but yeah, thinking about making a fan email account. So if I do, I'll let you guys know, and then y'all can just contact me on there if you don't have social media. So, all right, guys, again, thank you. You guys are the best. Love each and every one of you. Check me out on all my social medias. Tune in this Saturday for City on the Edge of Battle, part 2 of the Godzilla anime trilogy, and we will catch y'all next time. This is Cal the Kaiju Guy, signing out.